Josh's daughter joins us, and we get down to the nitty-gritty of carving pumpkins. That's next on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA Social Club. Hello, and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, October 14th. I'm Sarah Kovash, your host and a digital editor here at WESA, and with me is the fatherly Josh Rollerson.
Okay. Hi.
Here with his daughter.
Hey.
Because he is a father.
He is a father.
And sometimes childcare just doesn't happen. Uh-oh. So your kid comes to work.
So here, and Greta's with us. Hi, Greta.
Hi.
And then we have the cat motherly Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
The cat's meow.
The cat motherly.
The cat mother.
Fatherly and cat motherly.
How are your feline babies lately?
Good. I was just showing Sarah my newest Chrome extension, which is a tab.
Okay.
So every time you click a tab,
you get a tabby.
A tabby comes up. Meow.
That's
it's the
fun.
Most ridiculous extension I have probably ever downloaded, but the most entertaining, I've got to say. So thanks to Life Hacks for that.
Josh is trying so hard to contain his excitement. It's very difficult.
Can you tell?
You can add a hat to the tabby.
I'm just bubbling over.
Don't you love? I bet Greta likes cats with hats.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, G?
Cats with hats?
Thinking it over.
No.
No. Oh, that's a strong opposition.
Well, they are very disruptive. I don't know if you know this.
Well, cats.
You guys are laughing.
Ooh. We are.
It's very serious.
Hot mic.
You're right. It is very serious, and it is time that we get on with the very serious business at hand. Don't you ladies agree?
I think yep. so.
Yeah.
It's fall.
Yeah.
There are fall
weekends here to be filled.
I was trying. We passed Starbucks this weekend, me and my husband, and I was like, do you need your PSL fix? And he was like, what? He had no clue. Do you know what a PSL is, Josh?
Pumpkin spice latte, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, ding, 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 ding.
You are more educated than...
Yeah.
Josh is going to go get his favorite boots, a plaid scarf, a vest, and just scroll through Pinterest now.
Yep. That's pretty much my life anymore, as you know.
Is scrolling through Pinterest.
Are
sure.
you? Now, I know you're a big tea person. Are you an actual PSL fan, Rachel?
No, because I worked at the Bucks for many years and saw the disgusting syrup that is pumpkin spice latte.
More disgusting than other syrups?
I mean, I'm okay with straight up sugar that, you know, hazelnut or mint or whatever the syrup bottles are. I know what they are. They're sugar water and some unnatural flavorings. But
you gotta throw some nutmeg in there and
cinnamon.
Cinnamon nutmeg.
Don't try to tell me there's actual pumpkin in it because
it just looks like gloop glop.
You wouldn't know if there was. It's flavorless.
Well, there's not actual pumpkin in anything, pretty much, that says it's pumpkin.
Even pumpkins.
Yeah. It's just all butternut squash.
If you can bear with us for another minute, we're going to give you what you came for. I mean, other than like the insipid banter, which we can do all day.
Other than the silliness.
That's what I meant.
Other than the silliness. Well, Greta, I've got something for you.
She's ready.
Okay, she's ready. Maker Fair Pittsburgh is happening at the Children's Museum this weekend. And I thought Maker Fair, I didn't know what Maker Fair was going to be. I went last year blindly, kind of, I just had no clue. And I went and walked around, and it is probably one of the coolest things that happens in Pittsburgh. It's not makers in the sense of crafting. It's makers in the sense
of artisans.
Yeah, it's makers in the sense of really cool technology happening right in front of your eyes.
Do you think they have a 3D printer?
I'm going to guess they probably do, especially because the tech shop is always involved, and
they definitely have a 3D printer.
Yeah. And there's also a robot that I saw walking around last time.
No Ooh. Way.
And a dinosaur walking around.
Hold on.
Yeah. There was
a robot dinosaur.
That seems
there was, it was a robot
that
dinosaur.
That seems very low tech. That's anti-technology, a dinosaur.
It was like a robot dinosaur.
Robot dinosaur is a whole other thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Not a real.
That's legit.
Not a real dinosaur.
Hello, don't be ridiculous. Said that, people. Yes.
So it's kind of the in the description they say equal parts science fair, county fair, and DIY confluence, which I'm going to lean more towards the science fair. It's so cool. You just, you have to go to see it. It's on Saturday and Sunday, so you have plenty of time to go. It's all day long. They are not only going to be doing different exhibits, but they have demos going on, performances, activities that you can partake in. So you're not just watching these robots and dinosaur robots walk along. You're actually participating in things. And then they have our favorite food trucks will be in the rotunda around the Children's Museum. So obviously you will be well fed as well. This is all ages. So whether you're a kid or an adult without a kid that just wants to go. It's seriously super cool.
What do you think, G? Should we go?
Yes, we should go.
She's in.
Okay, good.
Do you think the food trucks will be like, make your own meal, too?
No, robot make your meal. The robots will make your meal.
There might
That's an excellent idea. I like that.
Yeah, there might be. I'm going to trust the food truck chefs to making my food rather than me making the food.
Fair enough.
But, yeah, we're covered on the food angle either
Even
way.
Even if it's a robot.
You'll eat it.
I love the robot
Even
idea.
Even if it's a robot.
Okay. We also have the Carnegie Science Center on Friday is doing their 21 plus Rocky Horror, which is very timely considering they're doing the reboot coming out on, I think, October 20th.
Wait, I didn't know that there was a Rocky Horror show reboot.
Well, no, I don't know if I want to call I don't know the technical reboot.
Or like re-released?
It's what... The
television show, right?
It's what the television stations are doing now is producing live theater. So
they're doing like a live musical one.
Yes, so Laverne,
like the Peter Pan and
it's on Fox. Laverne Cox from Orange Is the New Black, which is she's one of my faves, is the lead character.
Oh,
which I am very excited about. So
I might actually watch that. That sounds just innovative
really
enough to be worth.
Yeah, speaking of which, also at the Hollywood Theater in my little hood, Dormont, they do Rocky Horror showings where they do sing-alongs.
Oh, really?
So you can sing along to all of the fun music.
Now, do they supply you with the kit of stuff to throw and put on and stuff?
I think they want to keep the theater probably pretty clean.
That's so antithetical to the Rocky Horror spirit.
I mean, you'll have to go. It's so actually this Saturday at 11:45 p.m. for $8 for adults, they will be showing it. So you can go and report back.
Okay.
On what's going on.
Greta maybe won't go.
18 plus, it says. Parental guidance. It's highly.
You needed the thing at the children's.
I'll take you to Maker Faire.
Good.
Yeah.
So we're square.
Yeah. Okay, good. So if you want to really immerse yourself in Rocky Horror Picture Show, Science Center on Friday, they will be doing a little time warping and obviously showing the official Rocky Horror Picture Show and getting a lot of science-y with the Dr. Franken science. So, I know.
Franken science.
Works perfectly.
So we're going to learn about the science of Rocky Horror. I felt like they played it like a little fast and loose with the science in that movie.
I mean, if not for the looseness of the science aspect, there's going to be live music playing. So I think it's kind of cool.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, so you're okay. And you get to wander around the Science Center. And then on Saturday, Penn Brewery is hosting Guts.
Guts.
What? That sounds.
What's guts?
Gruesome.
It is a friendly pumpkin carving competition, which is very intriguing because people get real intense the pumpkin carving. Haven't you seen on Instagram and, you know, various social networks? I've seen the throwing up pumpkin a lot.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's getting a little old.
What? I've seen actually a lot of, this year I've seen a lot of like how to make a pumpkin into a keg. Or like how to make a dip that you serve in a pumpkin.
Don't you just carve out the pumpkin?
That's very Pinterest.
We also have to get a little like spout if you're going to make it a keg. Just fill it with your pumpkin beer.
It's Pinterest.
Exactly. Yeah, and then maybe you'll get some pumpkin flavor.
Yeah.
If you make it a keg.
Real pumpkin flavor.
Yeah.
It's an actual pumpkin.
What do you do when you carve the pumpkins, Josh?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I chop off the top of their heads, and I scoop out all the orange sticky guts.
No, he usually chops it off, and then we scoop it out.
Oh.
Or no, we do like the carving the face part.
The truth comes out.
Somebody does most of the work, and
I don't
think it's you.
Do you roast the seeds?
The benefit of being a kid.
Do you roast the seeds?
Of course,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you?
Of course.
Well, my parents
very good.
Never did because my mom hated Halloween, number one. And number two, it was like too much work to get the seeds out with the goop.
I was going to say, what's your key to separating the seeds from the goop?
You just got to
individually
do it.
You just have to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Make the kids do it?
You could do that.
No. No, the kids draw the faces on the pumpkins.
Okay. Yeah. Is this a triangle situation?
Triangle eyes.
With like the squiggly mouth.
Yeah.
I cut out whatever crazy shapes they draw with a Sharpie.
Yeah, we always make crazy faces. We make sure to make crazy faces.
Sure there's a lot of like curved lines.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I think straight and geometric.
I always mess up on the teeth. So a teeth inevitably gets chopped off from the smile.
Is that why they're always missing teeth?
Probably. Well, just to wrap that up, if you want to go to the Guts, it is at Penn Brewery, and it is actually a fundraiser for a Make-A-Wish. So,
I would actually like to indulge in some Penn Brewery, like have a few, and then see what I come up with.
No, my
like
God!
Yeah, like get all these people into the brewery, give them a bunch of beer,
and
then
knives.
Hand them sharp objects. What could go wrong?
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. I won't do that, Penn Brewery.
I always wanted to do a pumpkin carving competition, but then I worry about the knife situation while drinking.
Just have everybody sign a waiver. You're not responsible for any loss of limb.
And also, I was just going to say, do you guys have a favorite fall tradition? Like something you go and do during the fall or?
Nothing but the pumpkin patch.
Hit up a pumpkin patch weekly?
Do you have a favorite pumpkin patch?
No, we don't think so, do
we? Well, we used to go to Triple B a lot, didn't we?
Yeah, Triple B Farm.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a solid pumpkin patch.
Sorgles, gotten some fresh cider from their cider mill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't have a tradition per se. I was going to say I went to Sorgles, but that's like the first time I've done it. I don't do it like yearly.
For the first time ever, last fall, I went to Falling Water, which is like kind of the peak season to go. Have you ever been there?
I haven't actually. I've been to Ohio Hell, but I haven't actually been to Falling Water.
Josh?
I've driven by.
You guys have to go. It's so beautiful out there. And it really is the peak season to go out there because it's all in a wooded area amongst beautiful trees. And then the house is really cool. And you spend a lot of time touring it, which I think is cool because they do the guided tours. It's the only way you can go in the house because you can't touch anything. But it's a really easy trip. It's only like an hour maybe.
An hour and a half.
I heard it's not so good for taller people.
So, yes,
like
the
really
house.
Small, low ceiling building?
It was constructed to pretty much fit the owner, which they were short. So,
well, didn't Frank Lloyd Wright have like a thing? He was like a little guy and had a complex
Napoleon
about it.
Complex.
Set out to stick it to tall people, I guess.
Probably. So you are not someone that he would like.
Like I will give them back problems anytime they come to my property.
It's still really cool, whether you're tall or not. It's
I believe it. Yeah, I'm sure.
A very very cool thing to do.
Yeah.
And a great time of year for it, for sure.
Yes, great time of year, and I'm sure. Wait, do you still camp?
This late in the year?
Is it cold?
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Greta says maybe. Okay. We might get a cabin. Like, this is a nice time
to
go cabin camping.
Yeah, I want to get a camp. I want to get a cabin at, are there cabins at, like, the place we went in West Virginia?
I don't know. We'll check it out.
Cabin. Okay. That's like my style.
That sounds like a wonderful spot.
Cabining rather than...
Maybe
camping.
We could go to Ohio Pile.
Oh, yep. Ohio Pile for sure. Yeah, I have to say I'm a fan of the indoor plumbing toilet situation.
That's a plus.
Camping,
Yeah, no bucket or squatting or hole digging for me.
Camping is, Rachel?
That's it, right?
Well, I mean, squatting is probably part of it.
Over a bucket?
I don't know.
Wow, you really rough it.
No, you just do it on the
floor.
We just
go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm making this way too complicated.
I'm always, see, I, my thing is with camping is I'm very scared of what animals are lurking in the dark. And I just think there's like a bear waiting to like touch me.
Probably. Oh, there's definitely a bear waiting to get you.
Well, plenty of fall-ish things for you to do around
or
town.
Or just sit and look at the leaves.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Watch the leaves turn.
Have some cider.
Sounds
PSL.
Real fun, Sarah. So you'll be watching the leaves turn and I'll be...
I live a dull life.
This has been the most NPR edition of Social Club to date.
I'm going to be going to the Children's Museum.
Greta's
going
to go to Maker Faire.
Maker Faire.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Whether or not Josh goes is irrelevant.
Maybe she'll bring me along.
Yeah. Maker Faire this weekend is going to be super cool.
I'll have to think about bringing him along.
You think on that.
Well, good luck, Josh.
Thank you.
Good luck this weekend.
We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Mandatory minimum drug sentences have driven the federal prison population explosion and its racial imbalance. A new documentary explores how this happened.
In this purely political partisan battling, the numbers go up for the sentences, the quantities of the drugs go down, and no one asks, does this make sense?
That's on the Criminal Injustice Podcast. Find it on iTunes and WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.